What have you learned in seven games in the NBA about how you can play and what you can bring to this game, bringing your game along?
Just being more patient on both ends of the floor. Just learning how to use my length. I'm not the strongest guy on the floor. Just using my length on guys on defense and just playing hard. I mean, I think we've been doing that throughout the year. Even though we haven't got a win yet, I think we're playing hard and we're playing well.
Kevin, has it been what you thought it was going to be in the NBA?
Yeah, I think I did. I mean, I knew it was a fast-paced game. Everybody's strong. Everybody's good. And that's what it is up here. I mean, you can't let down at one point in the game and that hurts you.
Kevin, you're the number two pick in the draft. A lot of people even saying at this point, so early in the season, possible rookie of the year. How do you deal with all that hype?
I really don't try to think about it. I mean, my teammates and my coaches don't put that on me, so I just think about the team and how I can help the team out. And nobody around here said anything to me about rookie of the year. I got to do this, I have to do that. They just told me, go out, have fun, and do what you can for the team.
What's the toughest transition? Is it the strength? Is it playing back to back? 4 and 5 nights, anything like that?
I don't think so. I'm young. I love to play the game. So back to back, so 4 games and 5 nights, that really doesn't matter. And I know it's tough. But I know what to do to prepare for that. But I think the toughest thing is just playing against the best defenders in the world each and every night. So you have to counter, you got to use your counter moves, you got to do things like that to try to.